Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
The baseball season has finally ended, and all it took was a Game 7 in Los Angeles to wrap up an exciting World Series. Game 7, maybe not the most exciting game unless you're a Houston Astros fan. 55 years of waiting is over. The Astros are your World Series champions. They're led by George Springer. He was your MVP. All Springer did in the World Series was hit 5 home runs. That tied the record set by Reggie Jackson and matched by Chase Utley. His 8 extra base hits were also the most ever in World Series history. And get this, he became the first player to homer in 4 straight games. Valuable? Absolutely right. He'll take home the hardware. He hit .379, going 11 for 29 in the series, and led Houston's offense. Anytime they needed a big hit, it seems like Springer came up with the goods. And last night was no different. His 2-run home run into the right field seats gave the Astros breathing room and put the Dodgers up against the wall. Yu Darvish had a really rough series, couldn't even get out of the second inning. But here comes Clayton Kershaw to relieve Darvish. So Dodger fans will ask, well, if he could pitch at all, why wouldn't Kershaw start the game instead of pitching, facing a deficit of 5-0? Those will be the answers that haunt Dodger fans as they look for their first World Series championship since 1988. Don't worry, before you know it, pitchers and catchers will be reporting and spring training will be underway. And we'll have Reds baseball for you coming up next spring. Congratulations to the Houston Astros. They're your 2017 World Series champions. All eyes focus on the NFL now as Thursday Night Football returns to the airwaves. It's Buffalo and the New York Jets pregame tonight at 8 o'clock. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
When October meets November, we know that's annually one of the busiest times as the fall calendar meets the winter calendar, and there are plenty of great Hoosier performances to keep up with. Senior Alex Kong from Clint Wallman's women's golf program, she was named the Big Ten Golfer of the Week on Wednesday. She led the Hoosiers to a 5th-place team finish at the Ladies' Fall Intercollegiate Classic just outside Atlanta last weekend. She shot 73 and 74 to tie for 3rd overall. The rest of that tournament should have been 3 rounds, was canceled due to unplayable golf conditions, so that puts her scores in even a better perspective. Also joining the plaudits this week, Indiana University swimmers Blake Peroni and Lily King each earned Big Ten honors as well. Peroni was also named the Big Ten Swimmer of the Week by collegeswimming.com. Ray Luz's men are ranked 1 in the country. Peroni won all 3 of his individual events last week in dual meets against Kentucky and Tennessee. Lily King is anchoring the 7th-ranked women's team. She won the 100-meter breaststroke and the 200-meter breaststroke. Her time in the 100 is the best in the country, and her 200 time is the 6th best. So the Hoosier swimming program rolling along, and they add another name to it, Vinny Lanza. He was named collegeswimming.com's D1 National Swimmer of the Week after winning the 100 butterfly, 200 butterfly, and the 200 IM last weekend. Ray Luz's swimmers will be home next Thursday as they host a double duel with Cincinnati and nationally ranked Notre Dame. NFL action returns to WGCL on the airwaves tonight. Buffalo and the Jets get together at MetLife Stadium. Our pregame coverage begins at 8 p.m. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.